So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed Rav Chanina's halacha of Rav Karv, halach achar Rav. Rav and Karv are two halachic concepts used to render halachic decisions in various situations. Rav, we follow the majority. This is derived from the pasuk achiram lahatis. Karv, we follow the closest point of origin. This is derived from Egla Rufa, where the closest city to the deceased is required to bring an Egla Rufa for atonement. Rav Chanina teaches Rav Karv, halach achar Rav. In a situation where there is Rav and Karv that contradict each other, Rav overrides Karv, and we follow the majority in rendering a halachic decision because the concept of Rav is superior to Karv. As possible proof, Abaya cites in Mishnah Masechtas Nida from which it seems that we follow the Rav. Rav, however, says that this is not a proof, because Rav umatzoi lekel amando amar. Where the Rav is also matzoi, more frequent all agree that halach acha harav. Rav umatzoi certainly override Karv. However, perhaps a Rav that is not osa matzai, eino halach achar Rav, the Rav alone cannot override the Karv. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding chavis shetzafa benahar, a wine barrel found floating on the Pras River. Rav says it depends. Nimtzis keneged ir shel Rabbi Yisrael mutter. If the barrel was found opposite a city whose majority are Jews, the wine is permitted. Keneged ir shel Reuben Nachum asira. If the barrel was found opposite a city whose majority are non-Jews, the wine is forbidden. Shmuel says, Avila nimtzis keneged ir shel Rabbi Yisrael asira. Even if the barrel was found opposite a city whose majority are Jews, the wine is forbidden because Amer mahay dikra asoy. Perhaps the barrel floated down from a dikra, a larger non-Jewish city upriver. The Gemara initially assumes that the Machlekes follows Mar les leid Rav Chanina. Rav disagrees with Rav Chanina and he holds Rav Karv eino halach achar Rav. Therefore, we consider the Karv the closer Jewish city, but not the Rav the larger non-Jewish city. Mar is leid Rav Chanina, while Shmuel holds like Rav Chanina that Rav Karv halach achar Rav. Therefore, we consider the Rav the larger non-Jewish city, but not the Karv the Jewish city. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. The Kule Alma is leid Rav Chanina. All agree with Rav Chanina that we generally consider the Rav, but not the Karv. And the Machlekes is as follows. Rav holds, Im isa de mahay dikra asoy, ikule upshuri hava matfila. The barrel certainly came from the Karv, because had the barrel originated from the Rav, it would have capsized from the force of the rapids. While Shmuel holds, Charifa de nahar nokat vasoy, the barrel might have come from the Rav, and the strong current in the middle of the river carried the barrel all the way to the place of its discovery. Zak the Mishnah, Machikin nasi ilam in the ear, esim uchamash amma. One may not plant a tree within 25 amas from the city, mishum no yehoir, because trees detract from the beauty of the city. And as Rashi adds, lefishinoy leir kashyesh merchav panu lefaneha, an open expanse around the city beautifies the city. Ubacharbu bishikama chamishim amma. And one may not plant a carob or sycamore tree within 50 amas from the city, because as Rashi explains, an fehem rabim, their branches are more numerous. Abishal says, Kol ilan srak chamishim amma, all non-fruit bearing trees must be kept at a distance of 50 amas from the city, because gnaihu leir, these trees mar the beauty of the city. The Mishnah continues, Vema ir kadma, kaitzitz ve'enin nesin damim. If the tree was planted illegally after the city was built, the owner must cut it down, and the city does not have to compensate him for his tree. Vim ilan kadam, kaitzitz ve'enin damim. If the tree was planted legally before the city was built, the owner must cut it down, but the city must compensate him for his tree. Savik zeh kodem is savik zeh kodem, kaitzitz ve'enin nesin damim. If it is uncertain which came first, the city or the tree, the owner must cut it down, but he is not compensated. In explaining our Mishnah, the Gemara compares it to the Mishnah later in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beit, which discusses a similar halacha regarding bayr. Marchikin es ilam min habayr esem uchamish amma. One may not plant a tree within 25 amas of his neighbor's pit. And continues, im habayr kadma kaitzav neisen dam. If the pit preceded the tree, he's obligated to cut down his tree, but the owner of the pit must compensate him. However, our Mishnah regarding ear rules, vim ear kadma kaitzav ve'enin neisen dam. The city does not have to compensate him. The Gemara explains the difference. Shan hezeket de rab mehezeket de yachid, as Rashi explains. Lechayvu chacham lakutz ilanu bishvil bar hayachid b'lei damim. Al bishvil hezek rabim chayivu lakutz. The chacham entitled to him to compensation from an individual, but not from the public. This reasoning explains the next case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah of bar rules vim ilan kadam lo yakutz. If the tree preceded the pit, he does not have to cut it down. And our Mishnah of ear rules vim ilan kadam kaitzit vim nesin damim. He must cut it down. The reasoning is that since he legally and rightfully planted his tree first, the Chacham did not obligate him to remove it for the benefit of a Yachid. But they did obligate him to remove it for the benefit of the rabbim, mishum noye ha'ir. Regarding the case of subik zekadim v'subik zekadim, if it is uncertain which came first, the Mishnah of Bar rules lo yakutz, and our Mishnah of Ir rules kaitzitz ve'enin es dam. And the Gemara explains, in the case of Bar, divadai lav lemekitz koi sveikai nami lo imrin lekaitz. Since if the tree was certainly first, he does not have to cut it down. Therefore, when it's in question, he does not have to cut it down either, because al bala bar lehevi raya, because he is the hamitzi mechaveir olav haraya. Since he wants the tree removed, he must prove that the pit was there first. However, in the case of ir, devadai lemekitz koi sveikai nami imrin lekaitz. Since in either case, even if the tree was certainly first, he must cut it down. Therefore, when it's in question, he must also cut it down. However, he's not compensated by the city because they say to him, I see raya v'shkel. Because he is the hamitz mechaveir of a raya, he must prove that his tree came first. Zok the Mishnah, marchikin es gerin kavum in the ir chamishim amah. A permanent granary must be distanced from the city 50 amah, because as Rashi explains, mepnei hamitz hamazik es b'nei ha'ir v'gam hazroim hu meyabish. The winnowing causes the chaff to fly around, and they're harmful to people, and also dry out the plants. Layasa adam gerin kavu b'teich shaloi elam kein yesh lechamishim amah l'chol ruach. A permanent granary within one's own field must be distanced from the surrounding fields 50 amah, and umarchik min ti'osav shechaveiru u'menire b'chdei shaloyazik. A permanent granary within one's own field must be distanced from his neighbor's trees and plowed field, the distance that it cannot cause them damage. The Gemara asks, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. Why in the Resha is a greater distance of Chamishim Amah required, while in the Seifa a shorter distance of Bechdesh Leyazik is sufficient? The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaya says, the Resha refers to Gerin Kavua, a permanent granary. Therefore, Chamishim Amah is required. While the Sefer refers to Gerin She'ena Kavua, a temporary and smaller granary where they do not use a pitchfork to separate the husks from the grain, therefore Bechdesh Leyazik is sufficient. Rav Ashi says both the Resha and Sefer refer to Chamishim Amah. And Ma Tam Kamar, the Sefer is an explanation of the Resha. My time of Machikin Gerin Kavua Meneir Chamishim Amah Kadesh Leyazik. The distance of 50 Amah is required because within this distance it can cause damage.